was blessed to go into school with some of the pillars of hip-hop, you know, the Cold Crush Brothers, Africa Bambaataa, Kool Herc, and all those guys. I was just a chubby little kid with an Angela Davis afro walking around with a camera. It was a hobby of mine that I fell in love with and translated into being a school photographer and then, you know, going to college for it and just, you know, the Bronx at that time, you know, as everybody remembers, was a burnt-out shell, you know, pseudo-World War II-looking bombed-out London at the time. But, you know, as a kid growing up, if you knew nothing more than what you had, you didn't miss anything else, you know what I mean? So we made the best of, you know, the abandoned buildings, the crimes, and, you know, it was just, it was our home. It was our home. If you weren't a part of it, you stood away from it. You knew, okay, I'm not going to walk down this block because I know, you know, this is where the gangs hang out, so I walk down the other block. But you made the best of whatever you had. And the streets were our playground. The schoolyards were our playground. Yeah, and it just got to a point where, you know, a bunch of blacks and Latinos and, you know, other people just got tired of what was going on at the time and just rebelled against the norm and took, you know, our parents' music and brought it out to the streets and, you know, humble beginnings of hip-hop. Some of my iconic photos is, you know, an abandoned building with an abandoned car in front of it, you know, which was the typical norm in the neighborhood. The multiple fires that went on, you know, every day, you know, I sort of like captured them as like a battle between the firemen and the fires. Just the everyday, you know, walk of life, you know, people selling tube socks on the street, selling plátanos, you know, green bananas on the street corner. The daily demonstrations. And when I wasn't taking pictures of the guys I went to school with in hip-hop, I was hanging on my dad's coattail, taking pictures of Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, and all the iconic Latin musicians at the time. And the rest is history. You know, I documented, you know, my community, my surroundings, and, you know, who would ever have thought that 30 years later I would have put out a book called Born in the Bronx and been traveling the world all over.